Hey, don't forget to make that phone call at 217-244-9455. One of the reasons you should do that is Mike Tenora at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, meteorologist. He's one of the people that brings you really great information all the time. Thank you, Mike, for being here, and thank you for volunteering your services. We really do appreciate that. I do want to get right to the weather forecast, because farmers will begin to get into the field if they haven't already, and some have, and they'll wonder about Corn Belt weather conditions and what they'll be like over the next couple of weeks. What do you see?
Well, it's going to be about as perfect as it can be for this time of the year. Most days will have temperatures pretty close to normal or even a little bit above normal, and it will be dry. We'll have a large area of high pressure off to the west and another one off to the east, and the combination of those two will keep rainfall far, far away from the central U.S. all the way into October, the way it looks now. So there's not a whole lot on the horizon, and that will be pretty ideal for drying and for corn and soybean harvesting, as well as wheat planting.
Is there any weather phenomenon that is behind this dry condition?
Well, we would argue that the current La Nina is somewhat related to what's been going on. We're in a very weak La Nina state at the moment, and is projected to continue in a similar level all the way into early next year. It's not all that historically unusual. This is only a weak La Nina, and it's not expected to turn unusual. When we say unusual, that would only happen if water temperatures out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean suddenly turned much colder than normal. They're only expected to be just a little bit cooler than normal, which isn't all that unusual. But the interesting thing is that if you look back at the similar La Nina setups to the one that's expected over the next 6 months, September and October in the Corn Belt and in the Plains were all much warmer and drier than normal in the three similar events that we had. One of those was in 1978, one was in 1990, and one was in 2005. So what we're seeing now is paralleling what happened in those years. And because of that, we think that even beyond the forecastable horizon, which is about 2 weeks out, that this is going to continue, because the probabilities say it will continue through October based on the La Nina.
It has been dry in other parts of the world, particularly across the Black Sea area, from Ukraine, Russia, I think right into Kazakhstan for some part of the season. Have conditions changed there at all?
Well, it's changed a little bit. The spring wheat areas that are further away from Ukraine, and once you get deeper into Russia near Siberia, that whole area there had a major heat wave back in the summer, and now it's been wetter. So it's kind of not a much of a story anymore for the spring wheat crop. But the winter wheat crop is being planted in Ukraine and in western Russia. Now, those areas have been drying out quite a bit over the last 10 weeks or so. And even though some observers might note that we had similar dryness 1 year ago and everything turned out to be just fine, we looked at all of our proprietary data and determined that 1 year ago in Russia, there were some big rains that started on September 18th and then continued into the first few days of October. And in Ukraine, we saw some big rain start up September 26, and then last through October 5. Well, we can look at the weather forecast and look at all of the maps and see that there's no major rains on the horizon over the next 10 to 14 days. So the wheat crop is going to be much, much drier than it was 1 year ago across the key areas of Russia and Ukraine by the time we get into early October. Once we're in early October, then the next question becomes, are we going to see some big rains? Because we're going to need that for the wheat crop to establish on time. And the other issue you have to monitor is the start of the cold season. It is a little bit further north once you're in Russia and Ukraine, and so because of that, they start to turn a lot colder than we do in the U.S. in October. And so if they have an early start to winter, that would also be a problem, because it wouldn't allow them to get everything planted. So these are some pretty significant concerns. We do know that over the next 10 to 14 days, not much is going to change. Just a few showers around. And then once we get beyond then, we'll have to start thinking more about it.
Anything of interest from South America from your perspective?
Well, it's kind of the same story in Argentina. They've been pretty dry, even though they saw a decent rain a few weeks ago. There's no rain on the horizon until we get into next Thursday and Friday. So at that point in time, we'll need to see some rain for corn planting, for sunflower planting, and for winter wheat development. Now, it looks, based on everything that we're seeing, like most of the rains are going to focus a little bit further to the north in parts of southern Brazil. And if that happens, then Argentina is going to be left in this dry state heading into October, which is when planting season begins for a number of crops, and also when wheat starts to turn pretty sensitive. So we need to see more rain than just that one rain event that's projected about a week from now, or else that event needs to turn much heavier because we'll still be thinking about dryness. In Brazil, we're a little bit concerned about some of the dryness there too, but it's a little bit too early to worry much about it. Central and northern areas of Brazil are in the dry season still. Once we get into October, that's where the dry season ends. So if the first half of October were dry, then we'd be more concerned about it. But we do see some flashes of the rainy season coming up because some storms out in the Amazon are expected to expand further south into Brazil next week. And that's kind of typical of this time of the year. So their overall concerns for Brazil are considerably lower than what they are for Argentina. But the highest concern by far is what's happening near the Black Sea.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike.
Yep, great being here.
That's Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report. That happens each and every Thursday afternoon.